Abu Risha was the leader of the Anbar Salvation Council, also known as Anbar Awakening, an alliance of Sunni clans backing the Iraqi government and U.S. forces to push al-Qaeda fighters out of western Iraq. President Bush met Abu Risha and other tribal leaders during a highly symbolic trip to Anbar province on September 3rd. Last year, the Sunni sheikhs switched their allegiance from al-Qaeda to the Shiite-led government in Baghdad. Mr. Bush said he was pleased with the progress in Anbar, which has gone from one of the most violent anti-U.S. areas in Iraq to a security success story. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman told reporters that Abu Risha's death is a major loss.
It's a most unfortunate and tragic loss. It demonstrates the lengths that the enemies of Iraq will go to divide Iraq and to deny all Iraqis a better, brighter, more prosperous and peaceful future.
Al-Qaeda once controlled large areas of Anbar, but the terrorist network angered local tribal leaders with its indiscriminate killing of civilians and harsh interpretation of Islam. Abu Risha was part of a group of young sheikhs whose power grew after their elders fled Anbar following the assassination of senior sheikhs by al-Qaeda insurgents. He was instrumental in getting young men to join local police forces, a development that has sharply reduced violence and forced many al-Qaeda fighters to flee to other parts of Iraq. A charismatic figure, Abu Risha lived within the walls of a massive compound that houses several villas, his extended family, camels, and palm trees. The compound is guarded by a tank and sits across the street from the largest American military base in Ramadi. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says his death is a reminder of the continuing resolve needed in Iraq.
It serves to remind us that the struggle will require continued perseverance of the Iraqi people and the leadership and wisdom of men with the character and vision of the likes of Sheikh Abdul Sattar.
The U.S. military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, highlighted what he called dramatic security gains in Anbar during testimony to the U.S. Congress this week. Brian Katulis, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says Abu Risha's death will raise questions about U.S. efforts in Anbar.
Well, I think it's really important because the Bush administration has been trying to make an argument that what they're doing is fostering bottom-up reconciliation, and that the center of that is in al-Anbar. And here is a major figure who was killed in an attack. We don't know who's done it. But it raises some serious questions of whether there's truly reconciliation and really sustainable security and stability being created by these efforts on the part of the Bush administration.
General Petraeus called the killing of Abu Risha a terrible loss for Anbar province and all of Iraq. He says the attack shows al-Qaeda in Iraq remains a very dangerous and barbaric enemy. Meredith Buell, VOA News, The Pentagon.